Ksuvas Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph 12:1, and this is like a whole new world, a whole new topic. Here our case in this Mishnah, and really in the next Mishnah as well, we have a man who makes a formal binding commitment to support a certain woman who he marries, her daughters, or daughter. And that being the case, the point of our Mishnah is very simple, which is if he took a binding commitment, when I say binding, I mean he gave her a shtar, a contract, or he did a maisa kinyan otherwise, to obligate himself, or he said in front of two witnesses, I'm obligating myself to support this girl, then his obligation stands, and that obligation you might have thought was somehow contingent upon or predicated on their marriage, but the point of the Mishnah is no, if they didn't stipulate that, if he committed to support these girls, his stepdaughters, he has to support them at all events, and the Mishnah will say at all events really means at all events, we'll say all the what ifs, it doesn't matter. So here we go. The Mishnah says inside, Hanosa Esa Isha, if a man marries a woman, Vaska imo kadesha yazun es bita chamesh shanim. She strikes a deal with him that as part and parcel of them getting married, she also gets him to commit that he will support her daughter, meaning his stepdaughter, for 5 years. And again, that commitment is undertaken not just through Amira, not through just, he doesn't just say it, he actually formally obligates himself through some binding act, like a kinyan, a maisa kinyan. And that being the case, she becomes like a creditor. She has a full claim on his stuff as a balat chov, and therefore he has to fulfill his obligation to support her no matter what. As the Mishnah says here, chayv lezona chamesh shanim, he needs to support her for the next 5 years, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Meaning, for example, if they get divorced, it doesn't matter. He undertook to support the girl, therefore he has to support the girl. Nises la'acher, if his wife, the mother of this girl who he's supporting, if they get divorced and she remarries a second man, upsaka imo kadesha yazun es bita chameshanim, and then this woman finds another guy, this her new husband, to also agree to support the same daughter for 5 years. So then she's now found two suckers, but the point is the first sucker committed, and therefore he's bound to fulfill his commitments. So therefore the Mishnah says, chayav lazuna chameshanim, it doesn't matter, the first stepfather, ex-stepfather, has to continue to provide mazonos or money for mazonos to his ex-stepdaughter. It doesn't matter. She's double dipping. She's getting paid twice. Too bad. He undertook to pay. He has to pay. Moreover, lo yomar harishon, the guy can't say, likeshetavo etzli azuna. When she comes to me, I'll give her her food. No, ela molich la mazonoseh limkom shehi ima. He has to go bring the food, or the money for the food, to her with her mother. Now, the with her mother part, and actually the grammar is not so clear, limkom shehi ima means like to the place that is her mother. Now, the mom's location isn't relevant per se. We're assuming she's living with her mother, but if hypothetically she were living on her own, he would have to bring it to her, the stepdaughter, wherever she is. The reason why the Mishnah brings up the mother's place is because the Mishnah is making a point here that at all events, the stepdaughter can't continue to live with her ex-stepfather. That's not going to do. She can't stay with him. She has to go elsewhere, like with her mother. V'chein, the same principle applies, even the more so. Lo yomru shnehem, if there are two guys and each one has been, you know, undertaken to support this girl, they can't say, Hare anun zanin osa ke'echad. No, we'll support her together. You know, I'll put up 50% of the money and the other husband puts up 50%. Nope. Ela echad zana ve'echad nosen la demei mezonos. One guy gives her actual food and the other guy gives her the equivalent amount of money so that they both are paying in full. And in fact, she has the option to choose who should provide her the food, the one who she likes his cooking more, whatever the story is. And in fact, they both could be just providing with the money. But the point is, they both have to provide for her either with the food or the economic financial equivalent as they originally committed, and there's no backing out of it and no way out. In the next Mishnah, we'll talk about what happens if they cleverly made a condition when they undertook the obligation that bound them.